This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tonight, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard.
If Amber was abused by Mr. Depp even one time, then she wins.
She is a woman who is willing to say absolutely anything.
The closing arguments as the jury gets the case. Then, Top Gun Maverick finally takes flight.
Very impressive.
As the movie hits theaters, we're with the cast flying high.
True movie stars with a capital M and a capital S.
Plus Harrison Ford on the return of Indiana Jones.
I hate snakes! I hate them!
And Kaley Cuoco's red-hot new romance.
Lots to unpack.
We gotta go to a wrapping party for that one.
Then, how four roommates ended up in a Harry Styles video, all thanks to James Corden.
Is it too late to just do a carpool karaoke?
After seven long and at times dramatic weeks in court, it all came down to today's closing argument in the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
Drugs, alcohol, abuse, self-harm, just some of the wild allegations and testimony we've heard. And now, it's up to the jury to decipher it all.
Mr. Depp knows that he can turn into a monster.
She came into this courtroom prepared to give the performance of her life, and she gave it.
In Mr. Depp's world, you don't leave Mr. Depp. And if you do, he will start a campaign of global humiliation against you.
We ask you to give Mr. Depp his life back by telling the world that Mr. Depp is not the abuser Ms. Heard said he is.
I think both sides did a phenomenal job. The one thing that I think Heard's team excelled in was the ability to make a more general commentary on what domestic abuse is.
We ask, ladies and gentlemen, that you hold Mr. Depp accountable for his actions.
Thank you so much.
Amber seemed upbeat walking in today, and Johnny, he waved to fans outside and commented about the growing crowd of spectators.
It's been a multiplication.
And as if the trial wasn't already surreal enough, phones started buzzing in court warning of severe weather.
There appears to be an Amber Alert, but I think we're okay.
Both teams guided jurors through the evidence, photos, videos, magazine covers, and audio recordings.
I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you. You are such a baby.
There is an abuser in this courtroom, but it is not Mr. Depp. And there is a victim of domestic abuse in this courtroom, but it is not Ms. Heard.
The case went to the jury at 2:57 p.m. Eastern Time. Legal analyst Julie Rendleman says there's a lot of information for jurors to sift through.
The judge has given them a laptop, which contains most of the evidence that they're going to be considering. And you have to realize that the jury has to come to a unanimous decision. That is a difficult task, and so it may take quite a lot of time for them to come together.
Can I also mention that people have traveled from as far as Europe to be at that trial every day? It's wild.
It is wild. It's Y'all wild. Go back to work. All right, Top Gun fans, the day is here. Top Gun Maverick has officially landed in theaters, but the action isn't only in the sky. No, it is on dry land as well with Tom and his big screen muse, Jennifer Connelly. That moment on the back of the bike. I mean, that is an iconic moment for the franchise.
It was really fun. Not something that comes up in my everyday life, riding on a motorcycle with Tom Cruise.
Jen, when she committed to Penny, it was very exciting for all of us because she's so talented and lovely.
Penny Benjamin, my character, is mentioned in the original Top Gun movie.
You told me all about the time you went ballistic with Penny Benjamin.
We know that they've clearly been in and out of each other's lives all these years.
Yeah, we know it's a movie about flying, but we're also here for the romance. Tom even added an extra scene for it.
Originally, I wasn't supposed to fly in the movie because my character is not an aviator, so I was actually in the plane with him shooting a scene that was just supposed to be on the tarmac with him for a scene.
Very impressive.
Maverick's back to train a new group of elite fighter pilots. And just like in the movie, Tom put his cast through their paces in real life, teaching them to fly and survive the dunker.
You're strapped to a chair, you're blindfolded, and then they slowly start submerging you in water. You take a final breath, and then it starts to flip you upside down, and then you have to get out.
Anybody have to tap out?
I mean, Tarzan didn't know how to swim. I was afraid of flying. Glenn was just born a badass.
Yeah.
Dude, he...
Stop. It's the shakes.
Do you remember, like, the first time you launched off one of these things?
They tell you to keep your arms like this because, like, you're gonna go flying forward. I decide that I want to... I want to take a video of the whole moment. My phone goes fly, explodes. Slingshots.
Everyone was looking at Jay being like, are you really going to try that? And then everyone's like, whoa.
It's like one of the best experiences I've ever had making anything because of that infectious enthusiasm that Tom has for making movies. He's one of the last true movie stars with a capital M and a capital S.
Now to action star Harrison Ford and his surprise indie announcement. That's Harrison crashing a Star Wars convention yesterday to wish composer John Williams a happy 90th birthday. Harrison then gave us this first look at the still untitled Indiana Jones 5 out next summer.
I'm excited to play the character again.
Last year, fans were concerned COVID and the 79-year-old's onset shoulder injury would push production. But he told this crowd the film's nearly complete and, quote, I'll be seeing you around campus. Meanwhile, Jodie Foster is returning to TV after nearly 50 years.
I'm in my empty nest moment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the mom and two-time Oscar winner found a way to keep busy, signing on to star in and executive produce season 4 of HBO's True Detective. Jodie's last TV role was an after-school special in 1975. She was 12. The following year, she broke out in Taxi Driver. But of course, we will never forget The Silence of the Lambs, which just marked a milestone last year.
30 years!
Yeah, it does seem like yesterday.
And finally, Anthony Anderson is done with Law & Order.
How are you feeling about being back?
It was as if I never left.
That was Anthony just 3 months ago, excited to return to the franchise after 12 years. But now E.T. confirms season 21 was his last.
It's a great cast. The chemistry is great between all of us.
Probably not so easy for you, though.
Last week's finale did leave the door open for a future return, but we hear Anthony had only signed on for one season. His next project is a comedy travel reality show with his mom.
Mama, tell him how bad you are.
I'm so bad, I'm good.
Anthony and his mother could travel to the corner store, and I'd be watching that. All right, now to my girl Kaylee Cuoco. She made it a date night. No, not with her new man, but her flight attendant bestie and co-star, Zasha Mamet. One of the most beautiful things that has come out of this is the real deal friendship.
We became best friends. I know. It's
really
crazy,
did.
Right?
Yeah. Did you have to approve of the fella?
Actually, it was weird. She was like the last one to meet him, and I was devastated about it.
That new fella is Ozark star Tom Pelfrey. Earlier this week, the couple held hands during their first public appearance together, and Tom has the BFF seal of approval.
I met him, and I was like, I feel like I've known you forever. And he loves her like nobody's business, and that's all that matters to me.
Enough said.
Ozark.
I love it.
The Flight Attendant season 2 finale just dropped on HBO Max.
Why won't you just go away? Why won't you let us go away?
Kaylee began filming the season last September, just 4 days after filing for divorce from husband of 3 years, Carl Cook.
You know, you were going through some things and you just jumped both feet in and did the damn thing.
Thank you. I'm just so proud of what we did.
The cast reunited on stage for an FYC panel. On the carpet, Rosie Perez told me she's up for a White Men Can't Jump reboot cameo if asked.
Are you serious?
What's the tea, Rosie?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I hope it does well, so because it will continue the legacy. So fingers crossed.
Just Nichelle's little note to the movie makers. I'm going to have a real problem if I don't see Woody, Wesley, and Rosie in this next one. Just saying. All right. Now let's talk Harry Styles, because he just gave 4 Brooklyn roommates the surprise of their lives. Because 1, he showed up on their doorstep. And 2, they all got to be a part of his new music video, Daylight. And it's all thanks to his director, James Corden.
It was just such an out-of-body experience to be like walking around her house with him.
Okay, so pop your top off and we'll start singing.
I mean, it was 3 hours. They came in with a mission and they got it done.
It was impressive.
It really did take 3 hours and $300 to make the video. And after getting turned down a few times,
no, thank you.
They finally found a location to film.
It's not just me.
I was hiding.
We're shooting a video for Mr. Harry Styles. Okay?
It's not something you expect to happen when you open the door after work on a Tuesday.
The segment aired last night on The Late Late Show with James Corden, but it was actually filmed last Tuesday.
I can't stress this enough. This was all James's idea.
Special effects. Yep. I'm going to take the hat.
Yep.
Okay. And I want you to just be like...
Should we just scrap it? Is it too late to just do a carpool karaoke?
Earlier this month, Harry shot down the rumor that song was about ex-Taylor Swift. She also has a song called Daylight. Harry's now, of course, dating Olivia Wilde.
We did not talk about Olivia, but we did get to talk with him a lot. It was honestly shocking, like, how down to earth he was.
I think we would have had better conversations, honestly.
Since this happened, I've started a note on my phone of things I wish I had said to Harry.
Hey, James, Kendrick Lamar has a new album out. You can send him to my house. I'll answer. By the way, this is really cool because Harry hooked the ladies up with tickets to his concert as well. They were
I love that. And congrats to Harry, too, because his album, Harry's House, broke the U.S. record for most vinyl albums sold in a week. Now, back in the day, 35 years ago, when vinyl was king, it was Def Leppard creating all the hysteria. You get that? We're with the band as they celebrate a major milestone.
Does it get any better than that?
Then A-listers go glam in Cannes, the stunning looks from the Amphar Gala, and E.T.'s with two mother-daughter duos.
Oh gosh, now I'm getting nervous. I never get nervous.
Brooke Shields with her 19-year-old Rowan and Donna Mills' daughter Chloe.
She's a grown-up most of the time.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Listen, can we take you back to the 80s?
Yes.
You know, Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me is the band's most successful song to date. MTV once ranked it as the number one music video of all time.
So many hits. And they are looking to add to that with their 12th album, Diamond Star Halos, out today. I caught up with the band members Phil Collin and Joe Elliott backstage at their LA show where they had an even bigger reason to celebrate.
We know each other so well, we actually finish
each other's sentences.
Def Leppard will be hitting the road on a 36-city stadium tour with Motley Crue starting June 16th. But we were with them exclusively at the legendary Whiskey in L.A. for their SiriusXM Small Stage show. You got it. But are you getting it? Do you have a pre-show ritual? Is there something that's carried over the years? Do you do something different now that you didn't do before?
Well, we all do this vocal exercise. My son was like 4. He goes, Dad, I hate that song. And it's just us going, and we do it like for, sometimes he does it for 3 hours a day, but we always, it's at least an hour.
It's why we're still going physically. Yeah. We can still perform. It's just the most awesome gift anybody can have is to be the singer or the guitarist in a rock and roll band.
It is not possible to get any better. All right, let's jump from music to fashion with Brooke Shields and her daughter, Rowan.
You look good with a mic in your hand.
Brooke gets grilled by her 19-year-old.
I'm not going to get emotional.
Oh, she's getting emotional.
The sweet and revealing interview.
Well, I'm glad we're on nationwide television.
I know.
Plus, E.T.'s at home with Donna Mills and her daughter, Chloe, following in her mom's footsteps.
The joy of my life.
Oh, give it to us, Ricky. Ricky Martin amped up the crowd with a little Livin' La Vida Loca at the Amfar Gala in Cannes. Check out this next-level glamour. Vanessa Hudgens, Christina Aguilera, Eva Longoria-Bastón, Naomi Campbell, Ciara, and Cynthia Erivo. Come on, all-stars. It was also a really fashionable night in New York for Brooke Shields and her daughter, Rowan. Now, Rowan wants to be a broadcast journalist, so what better way to learn than to have Rowan interview her mama? It's another ET exclusive.
I'm aware that you have walked countless red carpets. Do you have one outfit that stands out that you wore that you felt the most comfortable and confident in?
I think that the outfit that I felt the most confident in was at the CFDA. I wore this beautiful man-tailored suit, and my hair was different, and it was I felt kind of powerful on the red carpet.
I felt confident when I wore your Golden Globe dress to my prom.
It was so emotional. You looked better than I could have ever looked.
It fit me, like, very well.
Brooke, Rowan, and her sister Greer were at the opening of Fashion File, a space to sell or buy pre-owned luxury handbags and accessories. And it houses the largest collection of Birkin bags.
Do you own a Birkin bag?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I think you're aware of how much time I've spent in your closet. And if I'm being completely honest, I haven't seen a Birkin bag, so
I wonder why that is.
Why?
I think it's because I hide it from you.
What are you talking about?
You've grown up in the eye of the public and the media. Do you have any advice for me and Greer moving forward in our life?
I always say, make sure that you find a vocation that you absolutely love and do it the hardest, work the hardest at it.
You've always given me good advice. Don't give up. And in the end, it works. And here I am today. And so with your advice.
Well, I'm glad we're on nationwide television.
I know.
Rowan, fantastic job. Matt, we better watch out.
Gotta watch
She's
out.
She's coming for
watch
us. Out. Yes, she is. Okay, listen, you were with another dynamic mother-daughter duo, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Donna Mills and her daughter, Chloe, they sat down for their first ever interview together and only with E.T.
I didn't become a mom at 54 to give her to a nanny.
Right.
I became a mom because I wanted to be with her. I wanted to experience all the things you do with a child. I never felt like it was too much for me. Never.
Every activity I did, she was there. Every show I did, every tennis match I had, she was always there.
Having her was the joy of my life. I feel like it's the best thing that I ever did.
Donna adopted Chloe in 1994 when she was just 4 days old. Now the actress is 81, Chloe's 27, and their bond is stronger than ever. They recently got matching tattoos.
I said it as a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, we should get tattoos. And she's like, okay.
Well, I was like, okay, you get yours first. If you don't faint from the pain, I'll get one.
Donna's home in L.A. is filled with photos through the years. The two also connect by caring for their adopted German Shepherd, Ranger.
The biggest lesson you learned off the bat from raising Chloe.
Patience.
Yes.
Donna actually took an 18-year hiatus from acting to raise Chloe. But the star, who's appeared in everything from General Hospital to Sharknado, is known best for her iconic role in the Dallas spinoff, Knott's Landing. That's where we first met her, on set filming a love scene.
It doesn't bother me a whole lot. I mean, I wouldn't like to go parading down the street naked, but doing something like this really isn't terribly difficult.
She's never seen Knott's Landing.
Really?
No, never. Yeah.
All right.
I think it's weird to see mom on screen because
yeah.
I'm like, oh, what
no,
is she
I
doing
get it.
There? I'm like, that's my mom. Something's off here.
If you're wondering if Chloe will follow in her mom's acting footsteps, think again. She's actually an executive at the members-only club Soho House in Malibu that's frequented by celebs like J-Lo, Kendall Jenner, and Megan Fox.
I love being around people, and I love helping people and making them happy.
I couldn't be prouder of her.
And by the way, Donna's next role is starring in Jordan Peele's upcoming thriller, Nope. Yeah. She auditioned for it, and he offered her the part immediately.
But here's the question. Did you ask Chloe for a membership to the Soho House in Malibu?
Listen, I wasn't trying to get to know. My emotions can't handle it.
He's not here for us. All right, coming up, of course, we know Maverick, Goose, and Iceman, but get ready to meet the new recruits to the Top Gun team.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'm trying to deliver for you, okay?
Trust us, he does. Join us Monday for our Top Gun takeover.
Yeah, we'll be coming to you from the USS Midway in San Diego with all the behind-the-scenes secrets from the sequel, and we're taking you back to the original.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah, we're in the danger zone, y'all. And in the spirit of Top Gun, you can actually go to whatsmycallsign.com to find out what your call sign will be. I did it. We all did it.
Yes. What's yours?
My call sign is Dust.
Well, mine is Big Dog.
Shut up. Shut up.
My call sign, Hades.
Yep, Hades. Hades. Facts.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to say that. Big Dog, get her. Big Dog, get Dust.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.